Moncrief on News Talk.
Some people are huggers, others can't stand it. But even within that is the quality of the hug itself. Some huggers don't seem completely committed to the act. This is something Ciara Sadlier ponders in today's Irish Times. Afternoon, Ciara.
Hi, Sean. How are you? Thanks so much for having me on.
Now, if you're in the studio, we'd be hugging madly because you're a hugger.
Absolutely, yeah. I'd throw my arms around you, but I'd be disappointed now if you didn't give it back.
Right. And you're from a family of huggers.
Yeah, I guess I hadn't really thought that we were a family of huggers, but my parents, I was born in Malawi and my parents moved around a lot. And I have three older siblings, and they all went to boarding school before me. So we had to do a lot of goodbyes. So we wouldn't see each other for months and months. And then when I went to boarding school, I was saying goodbye to my parents and not seeing them for months and months, or, you know, up to a year sometimes with my siblings. So I guess that's my earliest memories of why I think hugging is so important, because when we were saying goodbye, we couldn't say what we wanted to say, because those last moments before they get on the plane or whatever would be so heavy, like with emotion. So we'd say, you know, I love you, I miss you, with the hug.
Mm, yeah. Now, because in Ireland, one could say maybe in the last 20 or 30 years, let's say, hugs have become more acceptable. Whereas prior to that, like, nobody hugged. Even a firm handshake was looked at as a bit suspect. Would you say things have got better in Ireland in relation to hugging culture?
I think so. It's, you know, it's funny, different generations, I think, or different ages of people, they approach different types of affection differently. So I find people who are, let's say, in their 50s or maybe into their 60s, they'd be more a kiss on the cheek, mm-hmm. or a handshake. Yeah. But then again, when it gets to the much older crowd, I really think they can completely envelop you and they know how to hug properly. But certainly among friends and peers, I think we'd be getting better at hugging, but we're getting away with murder, because in different cultures, you know, I used to go to school in Vietnam and to a French school there. And that was four kisses. If you met somebody, you have to kiss one cheek, next cheek, back to the other cheek, and then back to the other cheek. So really just trying to have a little hug, I think is we're getting away lightly here.
And now, when you had the four kisses, were they actual kisses or just kind of, kissing the air behind your ear sort of thing?
No. You had to make full on skin to skin or lip to skin contact. Otherwise, you weren't doing it properly.
Good. Because I must say, air kisses just annoy me. You're going to give someone a kiss in the cheek or not, you know, commit.
Absolutely, definitely. Any air kisses or hugging where you're not making full contact with somebody, it's almost creepy. You know, it's not worth it, and it is, nobody's enjoying it, so why bother? But I do understand that some people don't enjoy hugging or even touching at all. There was a friend of mine that, you know, I've known him probably for about 15 years and was trying to hug and he would be the one to open his arms. But I eventually said, you know, this is just awful. Like, are you enjoying this? And he said, no, I really don't like hugging. Let's just call an end to this charade and not hug anymore. So we meet once a week for lunch because we work in the same area, and we don't hug, and it's absolutely fine.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, and you're right to have pointed that out. You know, this because this odd phenomenon, and men do this now. They'll hug and then they'll thump each other on the back as forcefully as they can. Almost as, you know, I don't know what they're trying to communicate to each other, but it's certainly don't make this last and don't have our knees touching or any part, you know, south of kind of our necks.
Yeah, exactly. But like, do you think men enjoy that hug?
No, it's almost like they want to hug, but they feel weird about it. So they go for this kind of half-hearted hug.
Yeah, I don't know where we could meet in the middle on that, or do we all have to have a discussion about how we feel before we go for it? But it is a pity that people feel like they this cultural thing now that we have to hug, even though I think probably half of people don't want to hug.
Yeah, is there is there an agreed almost kind of criteria as to what, you know, what quality a friend deserves a hug when you see them? Do you give them a hug every time you see them? If they've just come back from a 6-month trek in the Sahara, do you hug them only then? But if it was like yesterday, you just go, how are you?
Oh, no, I'd be big into the hug. yeah, so maybe it is a kind of legacy of that French school thing where, you know, you're kissing at the beginning of the day, you're kissing at the end of the day. And I'd arms open if I see you. I'd be waiting for a hug. But I mean, there is people that I don't want to hug. And I just, I would just maybe do a little wave or pat on the shoulder or something like that.
Now, is that just because of them that they maybe give you a slight
ick?
Yeah,
because of them.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Fair enough. That's grand.
Yeah.
Rather than there's a variety of hugging that's a bit too huggy?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, in the 30 seconds we've left, though, Ciara, describe what is, from your point of view, what should be a proper hug?
So I think you have to make double arm contact, and also if you're bending from the hip forwards, there's something wrong. You need to be, you know, right up against each other, basically. And I take a few breaths together. You need to, you know, I said that I'd read that 10 seconds is what you need to get the endorphins flowing. But you give it 3 at least.
Yeah.
You know, take 2 breaths together. And no patting on the back. That's absolutely, that'll ruin it.
Hand on the back of their head?
That'll be, absolutely. Yeah. Full grip.
It can be a nice tender gesture, depending on when the person last washed their hair, of course. Ciara, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Ciara Sadlier there, and that piece is in today's Irish Times.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.